Excelsior, this is the shuttlecraft Sturgeon requesting docking coordinates.
Acknowledged, Sturgeon. You are cleared for docking.
Don't look so worried.
Say that one more time, and I swear I'll bust you back to yoga. What's on today's schedule?
I cleared it. You'll have all the time in the world.
Docking is complete, Excelsior.
Copy that, Sturgeon. Welcome aboard.
All the time in the world.
Extracting hydrogen, anti-hydrogen reaction signatures, Captain. There's no doubt they're venting antimatter.
Maximum resolution. Range, Mr. Sugar.
29 million kilometers, Captain.
They've drifted well within the Romulan neutral zone.
Another distress signal, Captain. The station doesn't like to take that.
Mr. Sugar, following this, of course. I want to send an out before anybody's the watcher.
Ever taken the Kobayashi Maru test?
Course plotted and laid in, Captain.
Pull ahead.
Aye, sir.
Entering Romulan neutral zone. We are now in violation of treaty.
Then let's not let any grass.
Captain, warp field signatures approaching. Dropping the subline.
On sprint.
Romulan birds of prey, Imperator class.
Detecting the buildup of hyperphasic energy, Captain.
We're triangulated pattern.
All deck, red alert.
Space. The final frontier. These are the new voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission. To explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Vessel has been annihilated, Captain. There is nothing left. Its very atoms have been ripped apart.
Get us out of here, Sulu.
Yes, sir.
Captain, I'm getting encrypted ship to ship between the Ram and Becca.
Fortuitously, in a code they are unaware that we have previously broken. As I suspected, the merchant vessel was destroyed by a new weapon. Most likely a prototype.
Captain, they've spotted us.
We're building energy again. We have only seconds before...
Check out. Target those vessels and fire.
Targeting. Firing phasers.
Analysis box.
Shields are holding. We're safe for the moment, but trapped.
Trapped? How?
We appear to be caught in a hyperdimensional field.
The field is producing gravity waves. Ripples in the space-time continuum.
This is a strange definition of safe, Mr. Spock.
Lieutenant Uhura, send out a subspace message to the Romulan High Command. In their encrypted code, weapons test a failure. Our own ship's destroyed. Core breach, imminent.
Hi, sir.
You might at least dissuade them from trying it again anytime soon.
Most luck.
Thank you, Mr. Spock. You, Bones, and Scotty, you count for us now.
Salute. You have the count.
Even the Kobayashi and Maru supposed to be in no-win scenario?
Let's hope not.
The field apparently creates a quantum disruption that negates the strong and weak forces binding atoms. Anything caught within it simply ceases to exist.
And this is going to happen to us?
At the moment, our shields are protecting us. But the power drain is considerable.
How much time?
No more than 20 hours. Cannot say for sure the way the levels keep changing.
And we can't use full warp power to escape.
Ineffective. Due to the field, we are in the grip of not four, but considerably more dimensions. We would need accurate coordinates from all of them in order to effectively extricate ourselves.
And without the data on how the field was generated, that computer doesn't stand a chance of plotting a course out.
Is it possible the Bird of Prey has the data?
If the computer banks are still intact. But we can't access them from here.
And with the field fluctuating to hell and back? I wouldn't dare trust our transporters.
A shuttlecraft, then.
Wouldn't it be destroyed?
I believe we can extend the shields out far enough to protect it.
This is Sulu.
Aye, sir.
We're going to need some fancy piloting if we're going to get out of this mess, with a few extra-dimensional coordinates thrown in. Are you on board?
When do I start?
Captain's log, stardate 6283.6. The Enterprise is cooked like a fly in amber, in a tangle of multiple dimensions. Our only hope of survival lies in obtaining data from the remaining Romulan Bird of Prey that might help us chart a course back to normal space. I have detailed Lieutenant Sulu to pilot a shuttlecraft to the derelict ship, accompanied by an expert in Romulan computer science.
Sorry.
You know, we are kind of on the clock here.
I couldn't get into the same thing. Lisa Chandra's computer science, Xena Cryptography.
Ikaru Sulu, helmsman.
I know. I saw you on the bridge when I came aboard and presented my orders to the captain. I got here like 2 days ago and you guys docked at Altair 4?
Well, you're certainly starting things off with a bang.
Starship duty is if you're prone to space sickness. I lied.
We'll be back with the data before you know it.
Our shields don't fail, and if that bird of prey isn't going to court from the border.
That about sums it up.
Well, that doesn't bother you, huh?
It certainly motivates me.
You are.
stands on a separate power grid, so I should be able to... Okay, we're online. Now, all we have to do is locate specific data on the weapon system. Ah, here we are.
Of course.
We can talk to you.
It's complex, but yes.
Good. I need to have gone to all this trouble for nothing. I mean, almost nothing.
Fox! Gravity waves, Captain. Increasing intensity. It could destabilize the Bird of Prey's reactor core.
Sulu, you and Chandris get out of there now.
Going critical.
Scotty, keep the shield centered around that ship, and beam Sulu and Chandris back to it.
I'll give it my best, Captain.
Spock, Bowen.
Gravity waves making it double as hard to lock onto them.
The core just blew. Massive subspaces are buried. I cannot hang on to them. Wait, there's a signal. One's caught in the pattern buffer. Look to the Sulu, or something's near right.
You're not getting away now, lad.
Stand down now, sir. You will stand down and see, I believe, that you know us.
Captain Kirk. Dr. McCoy.
Bones.
You're the same. How can you be the same? DNA and vitals match Sulu's, but... Jim, he's 30 years older.
Sulu, you've been gone less than a minute. The Romulan ship went critical and we tried to beam you both back.
Oh my God. She's all alone back there. You've got to get her. You've got to bring her here.
We lost Dr. Chandra's signal.
Not Lisa. Lisa's dead. She died 15 years ago.
Captain, I'm picking up another signal.
Faint as a whisper.
Dr. Chandra's?
Doesn't match the signature. Something else?
Locking on it!
Have you felt a bit better if you stopped shouting and flailing cutlasses about?
Oh, you're a right will-o-wisp, Jarl.
But you won't be getting away.
Alana, don't be afraid. Bring her back!
A better pattern than the Makers. She won't be getting away. But she's not exactly arriving here yet either. I'll have to rig up some sort of stasis chamber to keep her here. At least for starters.
You called her Alana. Who is she?
She's my daughter.
Status.
Shields at maximum, sir. We've diverted power from all but life support. We're holding our own, but we're not going anywhere.
Understood. Report, Commander. Sulu, just tell us what you know.
Lisa and I were aboard the Bird of Prey.
It was about to explode when the transporter seized us. Instead of materializing on the Enterprise, we found ourselves on the surface of a planet.
Clearly one with some form of civilization, given your elaborate ornamentation.
A dead world, Mr. Spock. Disease had wiped them out centuries ago. Nothing but ruined cities, what remained of a canal system. Desert that stretched forever. There was wildlife, fruits. We were able to survive.
And in time, you and Chandris...
There comes a point where one has to start living a life, whatever it is, rather than waiting for one to begin.
But what was 30 years to you? It was 30 seconds to us.
Fascinating. It would appear that the gravitational waves, interacting with the multidimensional field, diverted you and Dr. Chandris into a different, more rapid time stream. Perhaps a wholly different universe.
Mr. Sulu, this ship will be torn to subatomic particles in a matter of hours. We need that data that you and Dr. Chandris got off that ship.
The tricorder's back on Telepath. We had to name the planet something. It seemed to fit. It's from Shakespeare.
The Tempest. Sulu, do you remember anything from the Romulan data?
It's been so long. No. When the tricorder's power started to fail, I tried to hold the information in my mind. But after months, years, Lisa thought you had all died. But I said you don't know James Kirk. He always manages to snatch life from the jaws of death. You'll find a way.
You're that way, Sulu. We need that data.
Captain.
Kirk here.
If you find Dahlman, could tear yourselves away from your present business. There's someone here I'd like you to meet.
Father!
It's all right, Alana.
Why is she still insubstantial?
Best I can do for now, Captain. A good part of her is still linked to whatever godforsaken rock you are living on.
She appears to exist in a state of quantum indeterminacy. Partly here in our universe, partly still in the alternate universe.
That's impossible.
I suggest we make a data chip record of these events. It could prove invaluable to science.
Welcome to the Enterprise.
They came for us. Just like you said they would.
Captain, there are urgent matters we need to attend to.
I understand, Mr. Spock.
As soon as we're clear of this hyperspatial beastie, we should be able to divert enough power to bring it all the way through.
For now, unfortunately, your movements are limited to this chamber. We'll see if we can arrange some introductions later. Miss Sulu?
Alana, please. You're Captain Kirk, aren't you?
How did you know?
My father told me you were in prison. And knew it.
You'll have to excuse her, Captain.
There's no apologies necessary. Mr. Sulu, we'll meet you in sick bay. I'll try not to keep him long. Pleasure meeting you. Bones, Spock, you're with me.
I'll be back soon.
People move so quickly here.
I thought they do, Loss.
You're Montgomery Scott, aren't you? My father told me about you, too.
And just what did he tell you?
That he wouldn't want to be your liver.
It's good to have him back. And to be meeting his fine, fair daughter.
Although you no longer consciously retain the hyperspatial coordinates, your mind still retains the data.
So, the famous Vulcan mind meld.
I won't tell you this is without risk.
But then what in life is? Shouldn't you send me candy and flowers first?
I do not understand.
No, I didn't think you would.
My thoughts to your thoughts.
Sulu, relax. Don't fight.
My mind to your mind.
Yes.
Our minds are merging. Becoming one.
Yes.
The Romulan ship. Dr. Chandris.
Alana, a child, 10 years old. What's sand moving?
Rising up.
Alana, sand demon, Fang, Feather, it has her. Too far again.
Jim, the vitals are spiking.
Lisa, killing. Cutting into pieces. But he's stabbing. Stabbing her.
Lisa! You saved her. You saved our daughter.
She hurt me. I know she hurt me.
Epinephrine levels off the scale. Blood pressure's through the roof. You have to stop it. Stop it now before we lose them both. Spock, break it off. Spock!
The data.
Too deep.
It's clear we'll have to find another way.
How is he?
Resting. He'll need some time to recover.
My God, Jim. What he's been through.
Laudable as your tendency toward compassion may be, Doctor, it does not alter the fact that the ship will be destroyed if we do not get that data soon.
How can that green blood of yours be so cold?
Dr. McCoy.
False.
We need an alternative.
Well, there are drugs. Hypnotics. They might work. Normally, I'd advise against it.
These are not normal circumstances.
Do it. They're not standard issue. It'll take me time to formulate them.
In the meantime, I want you to get on with Plan B. I was unaware we had a Plan B. I trust you will shortly. Understood. Tell me, Captain, what did you do before you knew me? I always made sure Plan A worked. Huh. While we're at it, maybe you can arrange for a shave and a haircut. Rustle up a uniform for him. It's the least we can do.
I wouldn't. As far as he's concerned, his tour of duty ended 30 years ago. He's not the man he was.
I understand.
Dirk here.
The gravitational disturbances are increasing faster than anticipated, Captain. We're running out of time.
Understood. Go to yellow alert. Kirk out.
If we're going to get out of this, I have a feeling we're going to need the man that he was.
Captain, I've been monitoring fluctuations in the hybrids.
And?
There is the possibility that, were we able to generate a matter-antimatter negation burst with adequate force to free us, we might cause the field to implode.
And risk imploding the ship as well.
Our calculations must be most precise.
How much time do we have?
14 hours, 32 minutes, and 24...
Then I suggest you start exploring it aggressively.
Didn't even give you an ocean view. I'd complain to the management.
Oh, Father, it's wonderful.
You haven't seen much of it yet.
That doesn't matter. We're here. My Angela's mother could have seen it.
She would have given everything just for you to see it, Alana. This is only the beginning. Scotty will have you flesh and blood in no time. You'll see. And then, Centauri 3. The Valles Marineris on Mars. San Francisco. All the places I've told you about. We'll roll them out like a red carpet. You can go anywhere. Do anything. The whole universe is ahead of you.
Forgive the intrusion. Dr. McCoy's ready for you.
I'll be back soon. Captain, I expect you to behave yourself.
Your father always had a distinctive sense of humor.
Your reputation precedes you, Captain Kirk.
Call me Jim. And just what exactly did he tell you about me?
How alone you were.
He told you I was lonely? Well, that is the price of command.
It was more than that. It was something you carried with you. Your distance. Always a different girl in every world. None mattering beyond the moment. There was one who was different. Her name... Edith.
Some things are best forgotten. I don't talk about the past, and your father shouldn't have either.
I hurt you. I'm sorry. I'm not good with people. Lack of practice. Jesse thought he would never see any of you again.
Life seldom takes us where we want it to.
Jim. I understand loneliness. You shouldn't try to banish memories. They're how we live on. They're all I have of my mother. Did you know her?
She'd just come on the ship. I'd seen her once or twice.
You'd have liked her. She was funny. And pray.
I know. She died saving you.
She didn't have a date. I could never be that strong.
Well, we never know what we can do until we have to.
Captain. If I may.
Excuse me.
Sensor scans of the external hyperfield have proven inadequate to risk a matter-antimatter implosion to free the ship.
What do you suggest?
The field surrounding Miss Sulu seems a benign microcosm of the larger field. If I might be allowed to take some measurements.
Mr. Spock would like to run some tests on you.
Will it hurt?
No.
I would have said yes anyway.
I'll see you later.
How do we start?
We already have.
One pharmaceutical cocktail coming up. I swear, at times like this, I feel like a bartender, not a doctor. Sorry. I didn't mean to,
Oh, it's all right. The only image I had of her was...
I understand. Just lie back. You'll feel a bit lightheaded and drowsy.
Should I count back from 100?
Just say whatever comes to mind.
To be snatched away from everything you know. Dropped down in a wilderness. Have to build your life up from nothing with your bare hands. Only one thing will let you do that and survive. Before all that, I was on the career track to captain. Friends were for off hours. Hobbies, mere diversion. Family, not in the equation. But then, through the long nights, we'd sit in the crystal towers, listen to the wind wash over the Dead Sea, gaze up at the twin moons, share stories we remembered, adventures we'd had. I may have been lost, but I was home.
It's a rare man that finds that, and a lucky one.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Spock? I mean, if it doesn't distract you.
I'm not easily distracted, Miss Sue. What would you like to know?
Beyond that door, there are hundreds of people. And so far, I've only met six in my whole life. Four in the last 2 hours. My father told me that you were the only one of your kind on the ship. Do you ever wonder what people think about you? Or what they see?
They will see precisely what you are. A singularly astute and charming young woman.
But I'm so different.
We are each of us unique.
But you must admit, some of us are a lot more unique than others.
It is grammatically incorrect to place a modifier before unique. But nonetheless, you are correct. Some of us are.
You still haven't answered my question.
I endure the pressures my choice of life demands because I prefer it to one of solitude. And because I have found that I can tolerate being judged far better than being of no consequence. The scan is complete. I must get this data to Mr. Scott.
Am I one of a kind, Mr. Spock?
You are indeed, Miss Sue.
Park to sick bay. How are we doing, boss?
Jim, I tried every neuromentadamonic in ship stores on Sulu.
And?
Scattered bits and pieces. Nothing you can use. And I can't give them any more. The system can't take it. I'm sorry, Jim.
How goes Plan B, Mr. Spock?
The readings I took from Miss Sulu should allow us to attempt the negation first. As soon as Mr. Scott concludes his adjustments, we can proceed.
Then I suggest you do so with all dispatch. What's wrong?
Jim. Alana Sulu's atomic structure is bound to the hyperfield. We can't be certain she'll become immortal.
Scotty said he'd be able to bring her over in time.
Time is a luxury we do not have, Captain. And we may not have sufficient power for such an attempt.
Are you sure about this?
There are some variables in the readings. The stronger possibility is that she will remain with the ship. Still.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
Should we inform Miss Sulu? Or her father?
No.
Not yet. But I expect you to do whatever you can to better her odds.
Of course.
For now. Is there anything we can do to make her more comfortable? Are you still hanging around?
Don't you have anything better to do than make fun of easy targets?
Well, we had a few moments before the implosion attempt. I thought I'd drop by and give you a surprise.
Surprise?
Mr. Scott had some bored technicians he needed to occupy. Would you care for a stroll?
What do you call this?
Deck 12. It's not very imaginative.
It's perfect. This.
What?
The best moment of my life.
Few people recognize it while it's happening.
All the better reason to notice it.
It's just the first of many.
It's a good look for you.
Uhura. It's been forever. My God.
What?
You're younger than my daughter.
Yeah, I heard about her. She sounds wonderful.
She tastes after her mother.
Uhura to the bridge.
Acknowledged. Later, okay?
Uhura. Don't let it all go by.
If you got your sea legs back, you're free to go.
Thank you, Doctor.
Those aren't really necessary.
I know.
It moves horizontally and vertically throughout the ship.
You can be a miracle, but you don't even know it.
I'm starting to.
Alana! Alana!
You had nothing like this on Caliban.
The name your parents gave that planet. Do you know where it's from?
My mother was in a production of The Tempest when she was a girl. She knew it by heart.
The sorcerer and his beautiful daughter. Marooned on an island until a ship arrives.
A brave vessel who had no doubt some noble creatures in her. We perform it over and over.
With Sufu as Prospero. And you as Miranda?
I preferred Ariel, who could fly.
And where would you like to go, Ariel?
Where would you take me, Jim?
Yes.
We're ready to initiate the implosion, Captain.
I'll be there momentarily. Kirk out.
Another miracle required?
I'm afraid you'll have to return to the stasis room for safety. This device will beam you there.
Oh.
You'll see the bridge soon. I promise.
I'll hold you to that.
Where were you?
Jim arranged a tour.
Jim?
Are you jealous, Father?
Status, Mr. Spock.
Ready when you are, Captain. This might be one of those rare times when we actually get out of a tight spot with some breathing room.
Hold that. This is the Captain speaking. We're about to get a plasma and anti-plasma burst in an attempt to free the ship. Brace yourselves.
At your discretion, Mr. DeSalle.
Aye, sir. Detonation in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Computer, analysis of implosion results.
Working. Analysis indicates temporal discontinuity caused by implosion.
My calculations predicted this possibility, but not of this magnitude.
Just tell us what it means, Spock.
It means, Doctor, that we are still trapped. But instead of hours, we now have only 32 minutes before our shields collapse.
Sulu McCoy! Emergency!
Captain's log. Supplemental. With drug therapy no longer an option to jog Sulu's memory, and our time drastically reduced by the implosion attempt, our options are closing about us, just as the field is closing about the Enterprise.
It's nothing, really. I was just dizzy for a moment.
She's all right now. Near as I can determine.
Miss Sulu's molecular structure is indeed linked to the exterior hyperfield. If we fail to find a way to fully extricate her before risking another implosion attempt...
Another implosion's not an option, and without the navigational coordinates...
Gentlemen, I suggest you come up with something original, because we're not going to just count down the minutes until the ship is destroyed.
Captain, if Mr. Scott can lock in on the coordinates of Calibab, it might be feasible to beam the entire ship's company there. It wouldn't help the ship, but...
It would save the crew.
We'd be marooned there.
But alive.
And all in all, it's not that bad a life.
But if we lower the shields...
That might not be necessary, given the higher dimensions involved.
Mr. Scott.
I got the...
Dr. McCoy.
I may examine the data on your tricorder.
Be my guest.
How are you feeling?
Like a fool.
So tell me back home, how are you set up for house guests?
Kirk here.
Captain, can you get up here?
There's no way to duplicate the energy wave that sent Sulu to Caliban. It was a one-in-a-million freak accident.
None of us can beam there.
But I happened upon something else. Sulu's original transporter pattern. The temporal field shield kept it intact.
Are you saying we might be able to reintegrate him?
As he was when we beamed him off the bird of prey. It's possible. Theoretically, at least.
25 minutes to shield failure.
Get him up here. It should be possible to reverse the aging process by passing your current incarnation through the pattern buffer, restoring, in effect, your last save state.
Yes, I see.
I don't understand. You mean you'd be giving him back 30 years?
No. We'd be taking them away.
I'd revert to the man I was before your mother and I were transported. As far as I'd be concerned, the life we spent there would never have happened.
But the Romulan navigational data will be fresh in your mind, and you should be able to use it to pilot us to safety.
The memories would be gone. I wouldn't know you.
20 minutes to shield failure.
You can't get rid of me that easily. I'd be here to remind you of every stubborn, mule-headed thing you ever did.
If it's the only way to...
Captain. I'm sorry, Jim.
Alana? I thought the only danger was the implosion.
I've been reviewing Dr. McCoy's medical data, along with both my own scans of Miss Sulu and the exterior hyperfield.
The best to get in a move on. I have no mind to be trading my uniform for a white robe at this late date.
I checked her medical readings. There's no doubt, Jim. Do we tell her?
We tell them both.
Captain, what is it?
Your atoms, your molecules, everything that is you is still tied to Caliban through the hyperfield. It's why you blacked out.
And should we succeed shortly in freeing ourselves, the interference caused by our warp engines will result in the field collapsing, destroying everything still linked to it.
My God, do you know what you're saying?
Yes.
You've got to beam her fully onto the Enterprise. Now!
Not possible. She is one with the universe that spawned her.
Then can you bring me back?
No. But were the ship to fail to extricate itself, there is a 92.3% probability the field would survive, and you would be returned to Caliban.
She could live.
430 others will die.
There has to be another way.
I can't tell you what to do.
But you alone know the navigational coordinates and have the piloting skill necessary to save the ship.
I don't care who dies. She lives. Not this time, Mr. Spock.
Father! I can't let you do this!
Alana!
Even if Mr. Spock is right and I survive, what kind of life would that be? How can I go back to that empty world? How can I live knowing that you, or that all of you died because of me? I don't know if there's an afterlife. I don't know where we go when we die. But a father, it's not how long we live. how we live that matters. Let my life mean something. As I foretold you, we're all spirits. We're melted into air. Into thin air. We are such stuff.
Massive shock.
We need him on the bridge. What can you give him?
2 cc's of cortisone. Any more, I'll kill him.
Get him to his station. Fast.
Jeff. In a minute.
Told me you were impressive.
Alana, I...
You should need you.
Is there anything that you'd like?
Don't hit you.
Hyperdimensional coordinates, enter.
Artificial gravity compromised.
Life support systems on reserve power.
Acknowledged.
1 minute to shield failure.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
A little rough around the edges.
Yeah, then...
I'm told I attacked you.
Tried to harm you. There were extenuating circumstances.
I've watched this. It's like it's happening to another person. Alana? My daughter. The life I had. There's nothing.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Did you get to know her?
Yes. She was...
She was unique. She lived her life fully in the time she had. And gave it up for love.
What better epitaph could anyone ask for?
Oh God. If I could only remember.
Mr. Sulu. When I attempted to extricate the data from your mind, when our thoughts were joined, I lived those years with you.
What are you saying?
They can be yours again. But with the memories would come the grief.
Very well.
Captain Sulu?
Yes, Ensign.
Your guests have disembarked from the shuttle, Captain.
Escort them to my ready room.
Aye, sir.
Ran, you have the car.
Aye, Captain. Captain.
Yes.
You're a very lucky man.
And our little life is rounded with a sleep.
Talking to yourself, Father? I'd better keep a closer eye on you.
Demora.
Say hello to your granddaughter. As you asked, with her name. But I don't understand. Who's Alana?
You had a sister.
Thank you.
next time on Star Trek New Voyages.
USS Enterprise, Captain's personal log. My nephew, Peter, has been assigned to the Enterprise as an ensign.
Captain Kirk.
Peter.
Ensign Kirk.
You know him better than I do. What do you think he'll say?
I don't know him at all.
Would you care to join the mission team?
Sir, there's almost no blood in this man's body.
Plasma science. Blood worms.
Captain, we have to assume this entire ship is contaminated.
Starfleet Command has just ordered us to destroy the Copernicus.
They're all dead! Everyone's dead!